Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Jaz sem Lenti Lenko in vas lepo pozdravljam iz studia v Melbourneu in upam, da uživate v poslušanju današnje slovenske oddaje. Včas mi je, da imam na telefonu posebnega gosta, to je gospod Edi Kontel. Kdo ne bi poznal Edija, še posebej Slovenci, ki živijo v Geelongu in okolici. Edi je zelo dobro poznan med slovensko skupnostjo v drugem največjem mestu v Vitoriji. In ga imam sedaj na telefonu, ker bodo v Geelongu imeli lokalne volitve. Edi, welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio. Dobrodošli v naši oddaji.
Dobar dan, Nenci. Dobar dan vsem Slovencem in vsem prijateljem. Hvala.
We had you on the program. It was last year, I think there were some issues down at the council in Geelong, and you were very succinct in your explanation as to what occurred. However, things are looking up now.
Yeah, well, as you know, Lenti, there's currently an election on in the city of Great Geelong to form a new council, finally, as state government has passed legislation for that to occur. And I've nominated to run in that election again. We're now in the last week, pretty much, of the campaign, and voting finishes on the 26th of October. So it's been a very busy period.
How have you been campaigning?
Yes, look, I've been really, really active. In fact, I never probably stopped, to be quite honest. I continue to keep really involved and engaged with the community here in Geelong. And my focus has predominantly been upkeeping those relationships, particularly with the community groups and the sporting establishments and the support groups in Geelong. And I've continued to maintain strong involvement with those. And so my campaign has been pretty consistent in that manner. I've also obviously been spending time out in the community on the streets, making myself available, and also have organised a couple of open forums to allow people to come and speak to me and meet me and talk to me about their issues.
Eddie, what are you campaigning for?
Well, predominantly there's a couple of things that are on my platform. The big initiative that I'm really pushing for is for free parking in the CBD and around our hospitals. And the reason I'm wanting to push that through is because we were very successful in pushing an initiative similar to that through in the last council for the weekends, and it's been received really well. And in speaking to the traders and some of the business owners here in Geelong, particularly in the CBD, they believe that it really is that type of initiative that can then give a big step forward for the business environment, and also having more people coming into the CBD, making it more active and also more safer. So that's one of my big platforms. One thing that people in Melbourne are very familiar with, but we're foreign to it in Geelong, is hard waste. We don't have a hard waste program in Geelong, and it's
really?
The residents have wanted for some time. And working in Melbourne, I get to see it often, so that's another initiative that I'm working on. And thirdly, something that's probably important to everyone in Australia, I suppose, is security, safety and security is another area that I'm focusing on heavily.
Geelong's a very multicultural city, and it's also got a very active Slovenian community.
Correct, yeah, we are. We are a very multicultural community. In fact, Diversitat, which has a Geelong Ethnic Communities Council in under its banner, has some 48 different nations that are members and represented at their council. So that just gives you an idea of the diversity here in Geelong. And yes, of course, the Slovenians play a very big part of that. In fact, I think Slovenia and Slovenians' representation on the Ethnic Community Councils was one of the first.
Has Geelong really got the largest Croatian community in Australia?
Look, I couldn't give you the exact numbers, but what I can tell you is they are a very strong and large group here in Geelong. And in fact, I'm really proud to say that I've got a fantastic relationship with them. So what they've been very good at, Lenti, as I'm sure they have been in Melbourne, is that they've been able to maintain their cultural links in various means and various ways. One being through Lado, their dance and cultural group. The other being obviously through soccer. And then thirdly, through their two cultural groups and language schools. So they've been very strong in that manner. And they've been a huge supporter of mine over the years, which has been really good.
I might get a few disparaging comments about what I'm about to say, but I think the Slovenian community could learn quite a lot from the Croatian community. They are a very proud people. I'm not saying the Slovenians aren't. It's just that we're a lot quieter.
It's just a lot more of them, and so I suppose that certainly assists. But there's no doubt that they have strong links to their heritage and culture, and they seem to be able to continue to cascade that down through the generations, which obviously makes it sustainable.
Judging from what we know about you, you are a person who does walk the talk.
I think what we need to do as a new council, if I'm successful and honoured to be given the privilege to serve the Geelong community again, is to try to build a team, first and foremost, very quickly, that can work collaboratively to push some of these initiatives that not only I've raised, but others as well. We've got a term that's going to be a lot shorter than the normal term because, as you know, we're coming in a year and 14 months after local elections are normally held. So we've got a term of about 3 years, so we need to get moving pretty quickly. One thing I did want to indicate also is that, you mentioned some of the indiscretions and some of the occurrences of the previous council. Only last week it was reported in several newspapers, one of them being the Geelong Independent, that the Victorian Chief Municipal Inspector David Wolfe has cleared all of the councillors that have recontested in this election of any breaches, including myself. So whilst it's taken some time, and I'm a bit disappointed that it has taken that amount of time, I suppose in that way we have been vindicated, which I'm really happy about heading into this final stage of the election.
That's great to hear. We wish you every success, Eddie. We're more than certain that you will be very successful yet again. You've proven yourself in the past, and there's no doubt that you're going to prove yourself in the future. Thank you for coming onto the program today to talk with us, and wishing you all the best. Hala she enkrad za vas chas.
Hala, Lindsay. Hala, Sam. Thank you for having me.